For more than 25 years, an MIT professor has asked her students to think back in their lives to when they first began to think or behave like a scientist. Was there an object, a microscope, a radio, a Lego set that they found fascinating? That professor, Sherry Turkle, recently published a selection of those essays, and our science correspondent, Robert Krulwich, really liked this one.
When Joe Calzaretta was 2 years old, there was this thing at the end of his block. It was at the corner.
I didn't know what it was, but I knew that there were letters on it, but I didn't know what they meant.
What he saw was a pole that kind of came up out of the ground, and fastened onto the top of the pole was this oddly shaped...
I knew it was this red octagonal thing.
Where was this, by the way?
It was Staten Island.
Okay, Staten Island in New York. And when Joe said to his mom and dad, well, what is that thing? The parents said, well, Joey, that's a stop sign, which meant absolutely nothing to him.
Exactly. Yes.
So they took him to the corner, and they showed him that any time a car, a bus, even a truck came up to that stop sign, it stopped.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just the occasional car. It was all the cars.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, that's some power, especially to a two-year-old.
For the first time in his life, Joe realized there are rules in the world that don't come from people, from a policeman or a mommy or a daddy. This one was just on the sign in a four-letter code.
That these four letters, these four glyphs on this object actually had this rule contained in them.
What's more, the rule worked. All the cars stopped.
That was amazing.
That's real power.
Yes.
Not to be trifled with.
I mean, the idea that you would go against the wishes of the sign were just impossible to imagine. It was definitely a message from some higher power. Stop.
And as the years passed, Joe learned there are other abstract rules that also have power, also written in code. E equals mc squared, Newton's laws of motion, Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. 15 years later, Joe was accepted at MIT, then became a computer scientist, then a respected software designer. But he told his professor, Sherry Turkle, that the stop sign was his first baby step to science, to an idea.
Just that there's an underlying order of things. And this was definitely the first time, I think, that I understood that concept.
And the idea of hidden order he found so beautiful and so comforting that later on, when a truck happened to knock down the stop sign at the end of his block, his father pried it off, brought it home, just to keep him company.
And I promptly hung that up in my room, and I think that was hung up in my room all the way through college.
And for his family, this became a kind of theme. Joe loves stop signs, so we should give him. How many did they actually give you?
I had a little piggy bank, I guess a stoppy bank. I don't know what to call it.
Plus, he had a stop sign carpet,
which was knitted for me by my aunt, and I don't know how long that took.
But the sense that our universe has hidden laws that can be elegant, simple, powerful, that sense never left him. Nor, by the way, has the sign.
Oh, yes. It's in the basement because there are other rules that are imposed on me by my wife, which are, I think, more inviolable at this point than the rule on a stop sign. So it's in the basement, but I definitely still have it. I don't know what could make me willingly part with that.
Joe's story appears in a collection of essays called Falling for Science. I'm Robert Krulwich, NPR News.